जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी
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 गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी
गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी
जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी
जय
स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत राधा शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तविंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप बिना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी की जय स्वामीत भक्तविंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी टू द अस्मर ऑल
ग्लोरी टू द अस्मर
ऑल ग्लोरी टू द
अस्मर
थैंक यू वेरी मच
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रक्ष्यमाना
स्त्रिया
पूर्वी
बालान
शोचसि
शोचसि
अथो पुरुषादार
इवार्तान
वाचम devim
devim
brahmakule
brahmakule
kukarmani
kukarmani
abrahmanye
abrahmanye
rajakule
rajakule
kulakriyan
kulakriyan
arakshyamanak striya urvibalan
arakshyamanak striya urvibalan
shochasyato purushadari vartan vacham devim brahmakule kukarmani
vacham devim brahmakule kukarmani
abrahmanye rajakule kulakriyan
abrahmanye rajakule kulakriyan
arakshyamanak striya urvibalan
arakshyamanak striya urvibalan
shochasyato purushadari vartan vacham devim brahmakule kukarmani
vacham devim brahmakule kukarmani
abrahmanye rajakule kulakriyan
abrahmanye rajakule kulakriyan
arakshyamanak striya urvibalan
arakshyamanak striya urvibalan
shochasyato purushadari vartan vacham devim brahmakule kukarmani
vacham devim brahmakule kukarmani
abrahmanye rajakule kulakriyan
abrahmanye rajakule kulakriyan
arakshyamanak striya urvibalan
arakshyamanak striya urvibalan
unprotected.
Unprotected.
Striyaha.
Striyaha.
Women.
Women.
Urvi.
Urvi.
On the earth.
On the earth.
Balan.
Balan.
Children.
Children.
Shochasi.
Shochasi.
You are feeling compassion.
You are feeling compassion.
Ato.
Ato.
As such.
As such.
Purusha Adai.
Purusha Adai.
By men.
By men.
Iva.
Iva.
Like that.
Like that.
Artan.
Artan.
Those who are unhappy.
Those who are unhappy.
Vacham.
Vacham.
Vocabulary.
Vocabulary.
Devim.
Devim.
The goddess.
The goddess.
Brahmakule.
Brahmakule.
In the family of the Brahmana.
In the family of
the Brahmana.
Kukarmani. Kukarmani.
Acts against the principles of religion.
Acts against the principles of religion.
Abrahmanye.
Abrahmanye.
Persons against the Brahminical culture.
Persons against the Brahminical culture.
Rajakule.
Rajakule.
In the administrative family.
In the administrative families.
Kula Agriyan.
Kula Agriyan.
Most of all the families.
Most of all the families.
The Brahmanas. Translation. Are you feeling compassion for the unhappy women and children who are left forlorn by the unscrupulous persons? Or are you unhappy because the goddess of learning is being handled by brahmanas addicted to acts against the principles of religion? Or are you sorry to see that the brahmanas have taken shelter of administrative families that do not respect Brahminical culture?
Rakshamana Sriya Urvi Balan. According to Vedic culture, the first protection to the cows, to the women, to the brahmanas, to the children, and to the old men. This is the first business of the government, to give protection. Practically, there is no criminal charge against them. Against a brahmana, against a woman, a child. Suppose a child steals something, who is going to prosecute him? It is not taken very seriously. They require protection. They should not be given freedom. Like a child is not given freedom. Similarly, freedom, of course, there is. Protection means, to some extent, no freedom. If I want to protect the child, then I sometimes say, don't do this. That is one of the items of the protection. So, here, description of cow killing is already done. Now, in this age, Kali, these things will be lacking. First thing is that no protection for women. Women require protection by the father, by the husband, and by the elderly children. But that is now finished. Practically no protection. They are under the name of so-called freedom loitering in the street. It is a very abominable condition of life. Now these things are very prominent in the Western countries especially. In India, they are still dragging the Vedic culture. So, women are given protection. The father gives protection to the woman, child, and up to 16 years, at most, when she must be married. The father's duty will be finished when the daughter is given to a suitable boy to take charge. That is marriage system. Marriage system is that it is necessary for social equilibrium, and it is the duty of the father to get the daughter married to a suitable boy. And when she is married, then the father's duty is finished. Unless she is married, the father's duty is not finished. This is Vedic culture. It is called Konna Dai. Konna means daughter. And Dai means obligation. Konna Dai. There are so many debts. Putrareen, Pitrireen, Devareen, Bhutapt. Devursi Bhutapta Ninang Pitrina. Nayang Rini na Kinkara Rajan Sarvatmana Ji Saranang Sarannam Gatu Mukundam Parihutukartum. We have got debts to so many people. First debt is to the demigods, just like the sun god, moon god. They are supplying heat, light, the Varuna, in this material world. We have got so many debts, but people do not care for it. Just like we are receiving light from sun, but what we are paying to the sun, therefore we remain debtor. This is Vedic guy. You are getting this electricity. If you don't pay the bill, how long you'll be able to use it? After some days, the connection will be cut up. But although you do not pay any bill to the sunlight, because it is the order of Krishna, it is giving us light. But how long it will go on? This is sinful. If you take something from a person and if you do not repay, that is sinful. Reen, it is called reen. So there are so many debts, first to the demigod, then to the rishis, saintly persons, because we get knowledge, Vedic knowledge from the rishi. We must be debtor, guru reen, debtor to the spiritual master, to the sages, to the saintly person, because we are getting knowledge from them. Therefore, the Vyas Puja is there. Once in a year, the disciples are worshipping the spiritual master and trying to repay that he has received from the spiritual. Devursi Bhuta. Similarly, in our ordinary dealings also, you are my friend, I am your friend. you are getting some help from me, I am getting some help. We are debtors. Obligation. Devasi bhuto apto. Apto means relatives. Or family. We are indebted to the father, mother, elderly family members. In this way, we are implicated with so many debts. Devasi bhutaptu ninang pitrina. So you can liquidate the debt simply because it is practically impossible. Therefore, if you take shelter of Mukunda, Saranang Saranyam, the worthy of taking shelter. If you take shelter of anyone else, he cannot give you protection. And Krishna says, Aham tva sarva pape bhamokhoishyami. If you cannot liquidate your debts, you become sinful. But if you surrender to Krishna, Krishna says, sarva dhanman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja. Aham tva sarva pape bhamokhoishyami. I shall get you released. This is one side. And from spiritual angle of vision, but from material angle of vision, in debts, you can become insolvent. I cannot pay. If you apply to the court, I do not know whether this act is there in your country. In India, there is insolvency act. If one is debtor, then his asset, then he submits to the court that I have got so much asset and I have got so much debt, so people may not harass me. The court may divide amongst my creditors whatever I have got. This is called insolvency. So court decides that he has got $1,000 debt, but he has got only $100. So that $100 is divided. You take this and be satisfied. He is not. That is called insolvency. That is in terms of debts. But so far, the debts of the daughter, it is not debts, it is called dai. Konna dai. Debt you can take insolvency. But dai means it is so obligatory, there is no such question that you can get relief from it. It must do it. That the word is used, kunnada. But still, in India, the process is, as soon as the girl is grown up, the father is very anxious to find out a suitable boy and hand her over. Then, so that protection will be finished. It is already finished. At least in the Western country. There is no obligation of the father have to get the daughter married. Therefore, the question is whether you are lamenting that in this age of Kali these things will happen. Cow slaughter, no obligation for the daughter and balan, children. They are also not taken care of. Not only that, they are taken care of, but now a child or baby is being killed. This is Kali. This is called Kali. And how one can be happy? So many sinful activities are going on. How they expect to become happy? It is not possible. Therefore, it is being asked that whether you are thinking of all these things, and therefore you are unhappy. Sober man becomes unhappy. Paradukha, especially Vaishnava. Vaishnava has no problem for himself. But he has many problems for others. Because a Vaishnava, that is Vaishnava. Unhappy by seeing others unhappy. That is Vaishnava. That is first class Vaishnava. Paradukha dukhi, like the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his practical example. He was a very learned scholar, many students, very respectable. He was so respectable in Navadvip that in one night he collected 100,000 of people to challenge against the Qazi's judgment. Civil disobedience. Qazi acted against Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu challenged, now tonight we shall perform Sankirtan with 100,000 of people. And 100,000 of people gathered together and chanting and went to the house of Qazi. So the example is, he was at that time hardly 20 years old. But how much influence he had, that simply by his order, 100,000 people collected and chanted Hare Krishna mantra and challenged the Qazi. You are forbidding, we shall continue. Do whatever you like. So, this is his popularity. And Lakshmipriya, the directly the goddess of fortune, wife, most beautiful, young wife, and 70 years old mother. So he has got obligation. But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vaishnava, paradukha dukhi, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Taktva sudustato surepsitarajula king dharmishthaya arja vachasa jadagadarannam. He had no business to take sannyas. At very young age, only 24 years old, with such nice family, a good wife, mother. In a family where there is good mother and good wife, that is happy family. And one who has no good mother and good wife, then it is hell. This is Vedic culture. The Chanakya Pandit says, Mata jasya grihe nasti. If somebody has no mother at home, bhajya cha priyavadini, and the wife is very harsh, dealing with the husband not very properly, arannang tena gandharvam, he immediately give up that house and go to the forest. This is Chanakya Pandit. What is the use of such nonsense house? Mata jasya grihe nasti, bhajya cha priyavadini, arannam tena gantarvam, jatha arannam tatha griham. For him, the home is as good as forest. Therefore, there is no family system. Everything finished. So it is the only Krishna consciousness movement trying to bring back Vedic culture so that people may be very happy. It is not a business, it is not a religious sentiment. It is a program to make everyone happy. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. This is Vedic culture. Not that I exploit you, you exploit me, I cut your throat, you cut my throat. This is not human desire. And this has begun already. Because you cut throat of the animals, you are very expert cutting throat. Now you'll cut throat each other. This is it. So, a sober man thinking all this, downfall of the human civilization, he becomes very unhappy. He becomes very unhappy. This human civilization, human being, human form of life, was given by God or the nature for cultivating Krishna consciousness, spiritual. That is not possible in the lower form of life, animals, the cats and dogs, and this is an opportunity given by nature's law. Now we get this body. Now you understand your position, what you are. To understand that you are not this body. So long, in the lower grade of life, you are under the impression that you are body, the cats and dogs. They do not know. that the body and soul is different. That it is the human form of life to understand that I am not this body. That education begins in the Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning. Dehi nasmin yatha dehi. Dehi, the possession of the dehi is within the body. Not the body is the person. But no education. Throughout the whole scientific world, university education, there is no concern that I am not this body, I am soul. Such a foolish, rascal civilization is being. In the name of advancement. No protection for women, no protection of children, no respect for Brahminical culture. Say, this is animal civilization. Polished animal, that's all. Otherwise, it is not civil. That is Vedic culture. Therefore, and another thing, Brahmana kule kukormani. Kukormani. Ku means bear, and karma means war. So, they are very much proud. You have no such thing here, because here there is no question of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Everyone is the same. So, but in India still, there are four classes of man. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Here it is in Kali Yuga that Kukormani of Brahmani, Rajakule, Kulagra. Brahman and Kshatri, Brahman means the persons learned, very intelligent, Vedic culture, knowledge in Vedas, Sama, Dama, Titiksha, Arjava, these are the Brahmical qualification, control the senses, control the mind, very clean, Sama, Dama, Titiksha, tolerant, Arjava, simplicity, these are the Brahmical qualifications. Then Jnanam, full knowledge, not that I am talking of becoming a Brahmin, but I have no knowledge. That is not allowed. Brahman must be very much learned. There is Brahman is another title is Pandit. Pandit means very learned. Panditji. Where is our Panditji? He's not here? He's not well? So, this is civilization, this is culture. So, at the present moment, there is no respect from Brahminical culture. It's like we are trying to make our disciples perfectly men of character, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. And people will take it very lightly. They laugh. Because they do not know what is Brahminical culture. What is the perfection of human life. So all these are happening and will continue to happen till the end of this age. Very, very dangerous. We must always consider. Don't be allured by big, big highways and skyscraper buildings with full advertisement of wine and cigarette. This is not life. This is not life. Life, here is life. Let anyone come and compare this life in this temple and outside. This is life. So be careful that this material world is itself dangerous. Especially in this age of Kali, it is dangerous. It is stated in the Shastra, padang padang jat vipadang. Every step there is danger. This is the position. Maya is so strong that you should always expect simply danger. But if you become Krishna conscious, you can overcome these dangers. padanga padanga jate vipadanga na tesha. It is not, this dangerous position is not for them. Who? Samasita ji padaballabam plavam. One has, who has taken shelter of the lotus feet. It is a great ocean, just like the Pacific Ocean. It is just like a great ocean, big ocean of ignorance. And as in the ocean, if you go, even on a boat, it is always dangerous. Similarly, we are in the ocean of material civilization. There is always danger. But if you take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, Parampadam, then you overcome the danger and you go back to home, back to God. Thank you very much.